This is Jay Koshy, evangelical chaplain at Syracuse University and also serving as an elder at International Assembly, your pastor for the day. Today, I want to talk to you about a passage that we often read or think about during Christmas. And this is about the shepherds and the angels as they came and announced the birth of Jesus. So let me read from Luke chapter 2, reading from verse 8. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. So here we have this beautiful narrative of the shepherds being told by the angel of Christ's birth. And in this world right now, we also are going through so much unrest, right? There's so much need for peace. But one of the things I want to point out here in verse 14, this message to the shepherds, the angel said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Today and during the season, let us choose to embrace that peace that only God can give us. You know, when God is pleased with us, then he can give us peace. He can give us a peace that passes understanding. It says in the scriptures that he gives us a peace that this world cannot give to us. And so as we see wars, we see different things going on, we know and we can look and trust in that peace that only Jesus Christ can give us. This world and the things of this world are passing away. If we try to hold on to them or try to grab onto them, we often find that they slip through our fingers. But if we give up our lives to Jesus, if we give ourselves to him, then oftentimes we'll see to our surprise that many of the things that we had hoped for, they come to us, or we don't really care for them anymore because we realize that we have something even far greater in our relationship with Jesus Christ, and that peace and that satisfaction and love that he can give into our lives. I hope that this Christmas, that like the shepherds, that you and I will go to Jesus, that we will seek him, that we will find him, and that we will embrace him and the peace that only he can give us. This is Jay Koshy, evangelical chaplain at Syracuse University, your pastor for the day.